When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. NBA suspends Draymond Green for a game. Not just that they kick him out of the game, but they suspend him for a game.
Key, why are you trying to put another baby on me, man? I got three. We good.
No, you. I didn't know. You said, do I know what happened? And last night, I'm like... Your wife has another baby.
It's not a bad guess, Key.
It's not a bad guess.
What are you talking about?
If you say, hey, do you know what happened? A pretty fair guess is your wife is pregnant.
A pretty fair guess is your wife is pregnant. He said had a baby.
Well, that's not a bad guess either, actually.
No, because it can go, you know, 9 months, and then you'll pop up. Hey, man, you know, I got another child. Nope. My wife had another baby.
Here, what are you on, 4 or 5? How many you got now?
How many you got? You got like 9? How many y'all got, man?
Seeing Dr. V very soon.
You know all their names. Okay, all right. It's time to move on now.
Get the ice packs ready. March Madness, I'm calling out next season.
But, yeah, whatever.
The NBA suspended Draymond Green. Suspended him, not just tossed him. Suspended him a game. By the way, we haven't even gotten into this. What if they lose that home game and that turns out to be the difference in the series because they didn't have Draymond Green? Wouldn't be the first time that's happened to the Warriors, right? This whole dynasty would look different if they beat LeBron and the Cavs in 2016.
How does this dynasty look any different with three?
Because if the Warriors beat LeBron in 2016, they have an unbroken streak of finals. They just win. That was one of the most consequential. That might be the most consequential ejection in the history of American sports.
So you're telling me in our audience that their dynasty is less now
than if Draymond didn't get suspended? Yes, Key. Oh. Okay. Wait, your contention seems to be that once someone gets to a certain level, there's no level above it.
They were up 3-1.
Of course there is.
But they already...
They were up 3-1.
The dynasty is less because they didn't win one more?
Well, no, Key, of course.
It could have been more.
How could your dynasty be less?
If you... You're like, wait, okay, so three is less than four simply because you it's have, one less?
Have,
yes!
You have one less championship, but the dynasty is tainted because of that?
It's not tainted, Key. It's that it would be you have a tendency to think, oh, you're taking credit away, as though you start with full credit and then you take stuff away. No, you build and then you see what it is. So, yes, if you win an extra championship, that's a big thing.
If I got three rings in this group and I got a champ and I'm constantly in the championship,
yeah.
We're a dynasty. No one's arguing they're not a dynasty,
but where would they have ranked amongst the dynasties if they had five now instead of four? Because they were up 3-1 in that series.
Oh, you guys are
at the point where you're like, well, who says it has to be that? Now you're like, well, who says five is more than four? Who decided that? five is more than four. They'd have five.
Now that you said it, who did decide that, man?
We're in base 10 damage.
What if four was more than five? Can
I tell you both what I've decided? This is the last time we're going to see Draymond Green in the Golden State Warriors uniform.
Wow.
Like, this is it. It is done.
This is it.
Wow. I don't think he should have been suspended for a game. That's my stance on it. That's how I feel. But the reality of the nature is he has been suspended. So we talked about this yesterday. The lack of self-awareness by Draymond Green to put himself in this position as a champion, as a guy that is the heart and soul of the team. If you're Joe Lacob, you're sitting there saying, hey, we've extended Jordan Poole. We've extended Andrew Wiggins. We got Klay Thompson's contract coming out. Due to the new CBA, we have to pay more tax dollars now going over the cap. We have to find a different way. Draymond Green is no longer the answer. After the season, you will not see Draymond Green in a Golden State Warriors uniform.
It certainly feels that way by not having the extension. Plus, he continues to do things to, I don't want to say disrupt or derail, but to get in the way of championship quest. And whether it's in the regular season or in the playoffs, he puts himself in harm's way to the point where the league had to make a decision on his suspension and factor in some other things outside of the stepping on Sabonis. Just his, you know.
I'm just watching Key to 2016.
Yeah, I just saw the kick.
He kicks. He kicks Steven Adams.
That didn't look like a deliberate kick, but that's whatever, man.
In the little eggs. He kicks him in the little eggs.
But it didn't look like he deliberately did.
Yes, he did, Key.
Oh, man.
He kicked him deliberately.
LeBron got him tossed.
I mean, Key, let me ask you this. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm not making a statement. This is subjective. I'm throwing it out there to you. Do you think there's any part of Draymond like he is actually self-sabotaging his team?
No. No. Not at all.
Because it makes me wonder a little bit about
that's
like
who, that's what who they, he is though.
I know.
You can go into to sports and basketball in particular, Jay. And there's been throughout the history of basketball, there's been individuals on teams that are championship teams that have this. You don't know at any moment kind of aggressive behavior that they may have because that's
can they walk the line? Can they stay on the right side of the line?
Look, he eventually met a world. Eventually tamed his significantly when he got to the Lakers. But he was an edgy dude,
no doubt.
Like, yeah, no doubt.
You know, he was.
By the way,
edgy,
one of the best dudes you'll ever meet.
Yeah, but he was an edgy champion, just like Draymond, Dennis Rodman, edgy. I mean, that's how guys are. And
look,
it came back
all
to
those
bite
guys,
him.
Their time ran out on specific teams.
It makes me sad to think that question. Draymond and the Draymond's time with the Warriors might be coming to an end because you know how people say, here's one test for a Hall of Famer. Can you tell the story of the game in the era that without and not mention them? Or do you cannot tell the story of basketball, of the NBA, without talking about Draymond Green. You must talk about him because he was a vital piece of the – he was probably second to Steph in terms of reinventing basketball.
Well, when you're talking about the Golden State Warriors, of course you're going to talk about Draymond.
And the Golden State Warriors won all these championships, and they did it because Steph decided he was – and Mark Jackson fed into it and everything. But Steph played a new kind of way, and his
same
real –
Same with Klay Thompson.
And Klay absolutely was a part of it. But if I had to say the second guy – it was his pick-and-roll partner. It was the five-out small-ball lineup guy. That was all Draymond Green. You cannot tell the story of modern basketball and not talk about Draymond Green.
Well,
and this might be
it,
coming to an end on the Warriors.
If you're going, like Jay said, all those type of players eventually have to move on because at some point as you get older, it's not worth it.
The
risk and the reward is just not worth it.
Something Marcellus Wiley used to say, Key, about football when we're doing Max Marcellus in L.A., is when your personality beats your production. That's when they get rid of you. They put up with the personality as long as the production's there. If it starts to slip, you're gone.
Well, his production isn't slipping, though. I mean, you may look at the offensive numbers, but defensively, he is still the anchor for this team. I mean, I can make a case that if you were in that game at the end against Sac, they may win that game. They have a better shot than Kevon Looney. But it goes back to him at the beginning of the season, guys, swinging at Jordan Poole. Like, it goes back to that.
Can you imagine that? We're not even thinking about that right now.
That was a significant moment for this team as it relates to their chemistry. Key,
and
you know
Cole
how tight teams are, team?
Hey, Jay, he'd have been gone if I was
that's
Key,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Key, you know
if
how
I was
tight
Jordan
teams
Poole,
are, man.
I think about it all the time, and I love Draymond. I like him all day long. But if I'm Jordan Poole, he'd have had to go.
I mean, Jordan Poole's been getting strapped up, too.
He could be on
too,
my team.
But it's almost like people could say whatever the hell they want about, oh, yeah, well, we talked about it. You don't get over that.
We're not doing any talking. There's nothing to talk about.
No,
let's talk about game three now. Because this is what – the thing about Draymond's not just that he's got himself suspended once or twice, whatever. It's that the moment that it happens, the question, as Key says, with a type of personality like this, who can be a great champion – is can they stay on the right side of the line in the moment of truth, especially? In 2016, as I said, when he got himself suspended, because LeBron knew he had all those texts and he just had to get one more, and he got it. He baited him and got it. That was probably the most significant suspension in the history of American team sports, considering the moment at which it occurred and what transpired afterward. Well, here we are again. The Warriors down 0-2, but they have yet to lose a home game, right? But then now they got to go defend home court without Draymond.
Can I tell you something? A lot of people are going to say game three for Golden State is a must win, and that's wrong. Game three for Sacramento is a must win. You have to get this game without Draymond Green being on the court.
Now it's a must win for Sac.
I feel as if Sac loses this game without Draymond Green, and they find a way to win for Golden State, and then Draymond Green comes back, I will favor Golden State in that
Interesting.
Series.
Interesting.
I'll favor them in that series because the momentum's going to swing.
But if they get the win, Key, what Jay is pointing out is if they get the win, it's probably because Dre is not there. This would be the second time in his career, and they're defending champs. Well, why is there more pressure on Sac to get the win now? Because Dre's not there. You got to get that win when he's not there because it's easier to get the win.
If you go up 3-0 and he's not there, it's probably over.
Over. And if that happens,
and if even if they get one back at home, you go back to
Sac.
You got
to just get one at home and you up.
You have two games out of three at home.
And if that happens, this will be – now, it's different than the Cavs because the Cavs, pretty obviously Golden State was going to win that if Draymond plays the whole series. We don't know
According to Jay, this will be the third time. And the reason I say three is because of the championship. The last game, at the end of the game, if Looney is out and Dre's in, like Jay said, there's a high chance and probability that they win that game. The fact that he was out and they lost, and then if this happens in game three and he's out and they lose, that's three times in his career in situations in the postseason that he will have cost his team.
Man, that's a bad he has such a great legacy. I said, to me, obvious Hall of Famer. You can't tell the story of modern basketball without him. Can't do it. But that is, like, this kind of not being able to stay on the right side of the line in these moments of truth, that's a bad stain on a guy's legacy.
All I'm saying is Sacramento.
I don't think he deserves a suspension, by the way.
I agree.
That's a separate
thing. We're on the same page, but Sacramento has to smell blood in the water. Like, there's blood, legit blood in the water of sharks. You got to go get this win.
888-SAY-ESPN.
Getting in the water with sharks?
Nope. Not doing the cage stuff, not even.
The lady in the Maldives that got in the water?
Well, why?
Max can answer that on the other side.
By the way, the Kings in the fourth quarter, before Draymond's ejection, the Kings in the fourth quarter, 8 points on 3 of 8 shooting. They shot 38% from the field. After Draymond's ejection, 10 of 15 for 23 points, 67%. They got twice as good without Draymond's defense in there. The Kings did. And the defense won't be there for all of Game 3 in a must-win home game for Golden State, although Jay says for the Kings. Did the NBA get it right suspending Draymond Green? 888-SAY-ESPN.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Warriors forward Draymond Green. The NBA has suspended him for one game.
Soft! The NBA is the reason why people think NBA players are soft. For stuff like this, this is playoff basketball.
NBA get it right, suspending Draymond Green. I had no problem with him throwing him out of the game. Because it's basically two techs in one, stomp and then jump off him. Sabonis, after Sabonis grabbed his ankle, by the way. But so you tee up Sabonis and you toss Draymond. That's fine. But suspending him a game, and there's no hard and fast rules. Just like, he's done stuff like this a lot. He suspended a game. In the playoffs, you do that without warning or without public warning. Did the NBA get it right suspending him? 888-SAY-ESPN. Pat in St. Louis, you're on KJM.
I've been wanting to say this now for 7 years. There's two sides to the story. In 2016, maybe they win game five if Draymond is there. Maybe. Game five is still at home. They get smoked. Draymond comes back for game six. They get smoked at game six in Cleveland. And then Max, 73-9, closeout game, Oracle, game seven. Draymond Green has six threes. Six.
Yep.
30 points.
Yep. He's about to be MVP. He's about to be finals MVP.
Let's just stop with it. It started out like the fishing story. You got a pretty good sized fish. Then 8 years later, it's the biggest fish ever.
If you're up three, if you're up 3-1 in the series and you lose your maybe second most important player, and you go on to lose the series at home close, I think it's fair to say that affected the series. I understand your argument. It's a good one to counter it. It's like it's not a sure thing they win. But I think most people would say they probably do win that series if Draymond – to say nothing of the fact it gives the other team hope when the second – I really think he was the second-best player on the team. And by the way, again, he was about to win finals MVP in spite of the fact that he missed the game for suspension. Had LeBron's – had the Cavs not won, it was going
to
be Dre.
It's okay to state that that was a major pendulum swing.
Yeah. But Pat makes a good point.
Yeah,
if you break it all down,
but
you
still,
go,
it was
well,
a pendulum
it's not guaranteed.
Though. It was
yeah.
a pendulum
y'all
swing.
Y'all missed everything in that conversation with him. You missed everything. That fish turns into a shark, and eventually he bites your arm off. Y'all missed that.
You're talking about swimming with the sharks? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. He said the fish, you know, eventually grows and gets bigger and turns into. I'm saying he'll turn into a shark and bite your arm off. That's all.
Hey guys, do you know apparently this show does a lot of good outside of the world of sports, according to Lenny in Brooklyn. What you got, Lenny in Brooklyn?
Yo, Lenny.
Lenny, we hear the clicking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put a quarter in the payphone or wherever you're calling from because I hear clicking.
Oh, no. Listen, right? I'm late for work because I've been trying to talk to you guys for almost 2 years. First of all, Max, right? You're the best in boxing, just straight up. Keyshawn, right? When you was in California, right? I mean, y'all were like the Whistlers. The crew that you was with in California, we used to tape y'all on the cassette and play it through the day. Hold up. Let me go because I know y'all not going to give me much time.
True.
Jay Will, let me tell you something, bro. You need your own show. And that's for real. I mean that, man. See, because you can give an intelligent conversation about sports. Whether I disagree with you or don't disagree with you, you know what I mean? You make good sense. And I love you. But you're the one that stopped me from being in Chicago on bullfare, man. Mm. For real. I loved it, Chicago, until you had your accident. Once you had your accident, that was the end of it for Chicago for me. And I hate Duke. Hate Duke. You know what I mean? But you, that's what you said. But Keith, I know they don't like this, but you got to get back with that cool California. Because y'all would like to wish straight up. We love you. I don't know if you got more leeway there or whatever. You know what I mean? Because people say you're good, but they won't tell you why you're good. Football, I'm 63 years old. I've been watching football since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Lenny, wait, Lenny. Football. Lenny, I need to focus
I know
here.
I know how much
I need to focus you here, Lenny. Lenny, I know, I know you are very excited.
2 years, Max.
You got to focus because I know you had a point calling.
Just let me do this, Max, and I'll get off. Keyshawn, the way you explain football, the things that go on that we never seen on the line, things that go on in the business office, you make it so plain that a dummy could understand. Okay, I'll let y'all go now.
No, wait, Lenny, don't go. You had a story to tell. You are on this line because you said, Lenny, listen.
All right, you're going to give me time to tell the story?
Lenny, listen.
During the pandemic, okay. Right, we was in the barber shop, and these kids had came in there. One kid was in the chair, right, and another kid's brother had got killed. This is some gang shit. Oh, excuse my language. Y'all was on the radio, and y'all was talking about how people do stupid things without thinking the consequences. And let me tell you something. You stop a killing without even knowing it. Your voices are powerful. No, don't smile. This is for real. You stopped it. You by your voices. I know y'all smile, but this is no joke.
No, what happened, you know, though? How did we stop it? What happened? Tell the story.
Because, you know, I don't remember exactly what y'all said because this was during the pandemic. This was like 2 years ago, right? But the way that y'all was speaking and the things that y'all was saying, right? Because the kid was just standing there. He had the gun. You know, he had the gun, but everybody was listening. Don't laugh. For real,
Jay.
Don't do that.
So, wait, no, I'm listening. I'm not laughing. I'm listening.
A kid came in to stick up the spot? Or laughing, what happened? You skipped this whole part, Lenny.
He's trying to get all the details of the story.
That's the whole thing about it.
A kid ran in to stick it up?
It was so quiet. While y'all was speaking, it was so quiet in the barbershop, right, that everybody had to listen what was going on. Now, the kid that came in there, his brother had got killed. Three days earlier, right? And this other guy that was in the barber chair was in the opposite gang. And then you came by with the things that y'all were saying on the radio, because everybody in there knew it. They said, thank God for Jay Will and T-Sharp, because it was going to be a killing. It was going to be a killing or a shooting. I can't remember exactly.
I hear what you're saying.
Now, hold on. Yeah. I got to go because, listen, I'm supposed to be at work at 7 o'clock. I've been on this phone almost an hour.
Man, you're 30 minutes late.
You've been on the phone an hour since we got you on the show. What are you talking about?
I love you. I love you. And keep it. Jay Will, that video you made, kids 10 years old know about it. But the video you made of Kyrie Irving, kids 10 years old. Keep up the good work. And Max, don't you never let nobody tell you there's only one person better than you in boxing. That's Sugar. Because you know that game, boy. You hear me? You
I
know
you.
That boxing game. I love you because my wife told me I got to get out of here.
Lenny in Brooklyn.
I sure hope his boss wasn't listening.
I rock with that, Lenny.
Lenny said he late. He's supposed to be there at 7
he o'clock. Said, he said, wait, I can tell a story? Like, yeah, Lenny, you got the mic, baby.
No, Lenny could never get fired if his boss said, Lenny, we need to. Hold on, just let me hear me out. I've been waiting for two years
Lenny's
to tell
straight,
you this.
Man. Lenny's cool.
But if
Lenny's
we can stop, if our voices are that powerful where they hear us in a barbershop and just somebody changes their thoughts on doing some
that's
violence,
what's up, man.
Then they need to play our voices in every damn barbershop in the world, if that's the case.
Makes you think they don't. More KJM next.
Respect, Lenny.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
KJM ESPN Radio. Big players. Damian Woody with us
Big
now.
Wood.
What's up, D Wood?
What up, baby? Well, I grabbed the mic just now. I was about to do something crazy on the mic.
Why was you about to freestyle?
I was about to get in that zone, baby. I don't know what I was about to spit.
ICU. Guaranteed to be in ICU. All right. D Wood, if you're the Jets.
Hold on. Yeah. Before we get into football, man, can we let D-Wood cook on this? D-Wood, you came in here, you gave me the slide eye on the Draymond Green suspension.
Yeah.
You think he should have gotten suspended or he should not have gotten
suspended?
See,
I was waiting to get it popping on you know.
On Get Up? Do you want to save it or do you want
to? No, he doesn't need to save it. He's on our show.
So you heard me, right? You heard me say, like, I think this is – I don't think he should have gotten suspended.
Well, see, like, here's my thing, like – do I like it? I don't like it. But, yes, he absolutely should have gotten suspended. Like, my thing is this. If you're Draymond Green, you have a history of all of this type of stuff, okay? You got a history of all of that. Then you go out here. Yes, I know Sabonis grabbed your ankle. But that extra step, like, he put all of that into him.
That's
okay?
Why he got ejected.
He did. Like, if you look at it, he put – dog,
he really stomped
on him. And then I think this is what made it more egregious was the fact he got the tee, then he doing all this stuff to the crowd. Yeah. Adam Silver's in the arena. Like, I can't have
Is
you,
he
like,
on probation? If he's on probation,
like,
fine. If he's not on probation, why are you going to treat him differently?
Like, my thing is – Draymond, you too damn old to be acting like that,
the
dog.
White
like,
the beard and everything.
Come on, man.
About
like, you're like, I could see if you 22, but how old, Draymond? 32, 33? Come on, bro.
That white and the beard too, doesn't look right when he's acting like that.
You too damn old to be acting like that.
I just don't, like, I get it. I just don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Can I tell you why I don't like it?
Yeah.
Because we talk football 90% of our show, which respect. Like, I go to football games. I talk to Key about it every day. I hear you talk about your stories and journeys. It's a real-ass sport, right? I love it.
Right.
We talk about how tough it is.
Right.
All I hear Kat say is how soft basketball is. Oh, it's soft all the time. You know, the players, low management, guys don't want to – back in the 90s and the early guys get clotheslined and we played through blood and it was real stuff. And also now it's like, those are the same cats being like, yeah, he should be suspended. Like, hold on, man, which one y'all want? We want to have real basketball.
Yeah,
we want to get back to the 90s key. Or do we just like, foul.
So you basically said they can't have it both ways.
You can't, Woody.
But that's not basketball.
It is basketball, Key.
That was not an act of basketball.
Key, I get you.
You're talking about clotheslining. That's somebody going to the cup and clotheslining the guy.
That's not basketball either.
Grabbing his shoulder. I'm just saying.
It's not basketball
hitting
either.
Hitting his shoulder on a guy or a hard foul. He's actually on the ground. Draymond steps on him.
But wait, first off, he grabbed his foot while he was trying to step over him.
No, he's wrong
okay?
for that.
So
anything
when somebody grabs you, I get the lift off. I get that. But if you actually watch the video, he jumps more with his left foot than he does with the right foot off the push off the chest.
I just feel like the ejection was warranted.
But the suspension, I'm like, that's – come on.
Jay, I will say this. Like, for 90s, the cats that played in the 90s to be like, you know, he should be suspended. Like, would that same thing would have got y'all suspended back in the 90s?
No way. Like, no way.
Why are you hung up on that part?
Because I'm angry about it, because that's all we hear.
But, guys, the big issue here is that he already got the punishment. That's the ejection. Sabonis started it when he grabbed his ankle, which is actually the more dangerous thing from a career point of view, right? Draymond stomped him. I don't think it was full force, but okay, he caught him in the sternum, and then he jumped off him. That's like two techs in one. You're out. Eject him. I get it. But the suspension, just because you have a reputation or you've done things in the past, if he's on probation, fine, D-Wood. If Adam Silver already told him, as Keith says, well, what if this is the case? Fine. If Silver said next time there's going to be a – fine. But just out of the – thin blue area.
But you know,
oh,
see,
well,
see, but you know what, Max? But you know
he's
what?
He's done so much in the past.
I don't think the actual stump got him suspended.
It was all the extra.
Look at
so
it. You the commissioner. You the commissioner. You in the building. You see it like it's almost like you making a mockery of that situation. So it's like, okay, you got a history. You making a mockery of it, playing into the crowd.
He's on the road. He's on the road. The home crowd is getting on him.
Max, don't defend that.
What? That he's talking to the crowd? I don't care about that.
But he's not. But did you watch the whole clip on that last side? Like, I don't think he should be suspended. But like watching the video of him for like 2 minutes barking back, yelling at the crowd, it's always
they're yelling at him.
Extra.
All right, so it's extra. You get a suspension in the playoffs for talking back to the crowd? He's not threatening them. He's talking to them.
Well, so first of all, he just got ejected for – they were looking at it before they ejected him from the game. So you already know you in trouble. So you're already in trouble even though you're standing on the court. Then when you spend, as Jay said, 2 minutes waving your arms – trying to entice the crowd to rile them up.
Oh, boy.
And then now you're thrown out of the game, but you're walking through the tunnel still talking crazy.
Oh, you got to show everyone that you're contrite and you feel
bad. End of the day, like Woody said, you have the commissioner, like Jay said, you have the commissioner in the stadium. Mm-hmm. You are now making a mockery of what this means. Like, it's a joke to you.
So he's mad. He's mad. The dude grabbed his ankle. Suspended. He felt like he just got back at him, and he got tossed, and the other guy didn't. I don't agree with him there, but he could yell at the crowd and the commissioners. You get a suspension in a pivotal game three at home in the playoffs, right? Like you're down 0-2 on the road. Now you got to defend home court, and you're suspended because you talked to the crowd in front of the commissioner?
Here's my question to Jay.
Don't try to flip me on.
No, I'm not going to flip it. It's a simple question. Are the Warriors cooked now? Without Dre.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think – I mean, I still have Sacramento favored to win. But like I just said it before, I truly believe that this is a must-win game three for Sacramento, not for Golden State. Because if Sacramento loses this game, if they lose this game without Draymond Green, you're going to see all that momentum swing back towards Golden State. I'm just trying to tell y'all.
I can tell you one thing.
They got to steal this first one in Golden State.
There's an opportunity.
The Kings are like a well-oiled Ferrari out there on offense. Them boys.
They go, man.
They got a lot of horsepower.
They go now.
Yeah. This is my first time watching them. I haven't watched them in the regular season. First time watching them play. I'm like, oh, my God.
See, Big Wood, this is why we need to have you on the show.
This is crazy.
I've been trying to tell Max and Key this the whole time. I'm like, I know we're talking Draymond Green. I get the suspension. But all that talk just takes away the credit that Sacramento deserves.
And they're good. Everyone knows that.
See, that's what it is. See how the tone changes?
They're good. No one's denying that.
Uh-huh. Jay, Max, I had him 3 years ago. Okay? We can go back and play the clips. I had him 3 years ago.
Founded the city of Sacramento.
Keegan Murray played on the team before.
Remember, I told you, I said, hey, all they needed to do was add LeBron and they're going to the championship. I had him 3 years ago.
Jay, I didn't know. I didn't know they had a monster out there in Sacramento like that.
Yeah, like,
them boys is real.
Yeah, they're going to give you 2 years in the NFA. It's the Kings.
You see how they
There's always somebody. Like, he always got to be that
guy.
So
that's the same thing with the Jets. And the Jets will give you 2 years of Aaron Rodgers.
Jets fans will take if they get a chip. You'll take it 10 out of 10.
Exactly.
As we say, ask the Chargers. They'll eventually charge.
Damn.
Just what it is.
Wow.
How many times have we saw the Sacramento Kings moments? We saw them win. With Chris Webber. Oh, they're going to do it.
Aaron Fox is a little different, though. Yeah. He's been a clutch player since he's in college.
Yeah. We saw him with Vlade. Yeah. I mean, that's just how it is. Christie, they're rolling.
Hey, D. Wood, in 20 seconds, how willing should you be to draft a quarterback if you're the Jets? And risk ticking off Aaron Rodgers, but at the same time, if Hendon Hooker is there.
Just took you 15 seconds to ask the question.
I admit you.
All right, that's all the time we have. Well, sorry, Dylan.
How long you had that in your back pocket there, Jay?
Have fun on Get Up answering that question.
Yeah. You guys sound like a bunch of...
all right, Damian Woody, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Big Wood.
All right, Key.
Are there any franchise quarterbacks in the draft after Jay has this message from Vivid Seats? Seriously, D. Wood, just tell me off mic.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Are there any franchise quarterbacks in this draft? Sometimes there aren't. Real or Not Real is brought to you by Union Pacific. Get your career on track with Union Pacific Railroad. Apply at up.jobs/sports. All right, we're going to play Real or Not Real. The topic is draft quarterbacks. Who will be franchise quarterbacks? Nuno!
All right, and so that we're all on the same page, Key, Jay, and Max, when we talk about these quarterbacks, let's use this part of it. Talent, leadership, and winning. Ooh. So with the draft QBs, will they be franchise quarterbacks? Bryce Young, real or not real, he will be a franchise quarterback.
So who are we going to?
Key goes first. I'm thinking in my brain.
Let him do his brain, Max.
Just labbing him, Jay.
What? Okay, so how many years do you have to have, to be a franchise quarterback?
You got to be the guy, Key.
They have to be the guy. I would say, do they get a second contract from their team? Let's use that as a threshold,
interesting.
Right?
Interesting. Good criterion.
I would say no franchise quarterback. I would say he's not a franchise quarterback. I don't know that he'll be able to last based on his frame and his body. If he was a little taller, a little thicker, I believe that he would have been a Hall of Fame quarterback. But nothing tells me in the data that we have that a guy at this size can excel at a franchise level at the quarterback position.
See, I'll disagree. I'm going to say real. I listened to the Pivot podcast of Ryan Clark and company, which is dope podcast, and they had Bryce Young on the pod. He's been this size his whole life. His whole life, all he's been told about is, oh, you're a little bit on the smaller side. But this dude has found ways to maneuver, to get out of the pocket, and he has incredible accuracy. I do think the right fit would help, but I do see him getting a second contract and being a franchise quarterback.
I think not real. For the same reasons exactly like when, Key, you asked that question, I think Bryce Young will be excellent. He will be a franchise quarterback for as long as he is on the field. But when Nuno says the criteria is you got to make it to the second contract, you're talking about 4 or 5 years? Ooh, I don't know. I think that's enough. 17 games a year? You're talking about you got to play 50, 60, 70 games in the NFL? He's been the same size his whole career, but the other guys are going to be different sizes and speeds now. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say he's going to be excellent, but I don't know how long he lasts in a league that big and physical.
Mark that one down. Okay.
All right, next quarterback, C.J. Stroud. Real or not real that he will be a franchise quarterback?
I believe he – real. I believe he'll be a franchise quarterback. I don't know that – he will be a superstar franchise quarterback, but I think he'll be a franchise quarterback where he will get a second opportunity. He won't play immediately, so therefore he gets an opportunity to kind of shed some of the years off his contract, so he gets a second contract. He won't play but 3 years at the quarterback spot, so they can evaluate him. By then, they have to make a decision. He'll get a second contract.
Wait, explain that last part, Key. You say he won't play?
He will not play the first 2 years. Therefore, he will have 3 years so they can evaluate him. Mm. Within those 3 years, 2 years of that, they'll give him an extension. So by default, he gets an extension. So by default, he's a franchise quarterback. I said not a superstar franchise quarterback, though.
I'll say real. I just think CJ has the sides. He has the strength. I think he has the composure. I think that game against Georgia, excuse me, proved to a lot of people about him getting outside the pocket, him making plays with his feet. It showed a different dimension of him that people weren't aware of. I think he has all the makings of a big-time quarterback.
Let me ask you a question, Key. Was Andy Dalton a franchise quarterback?
Andy Dalton was a franchise quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, not a superstar
franchise quarterback. I agree, and that's how I see C.J. Stroud. I think he will be a good starting quarterback for a number of years for one franchise. And if that means he gets to a second contract, Nuno, I don't know if it'll be at the top of the market if I had to guess, but I see him as getting to a second contract as the starting quarterback on an NFL team. So, yes, the answer is yes.
All right, real or not real, Anthony Richardson will be a franchise quarterback.
I would say real. A lot of upside, a lot of talent. He is falling in line of where the NFL quarterback position is now. Very athletic, can run, big, strong, kind of like a mini Cam Newton all of a sudden. That guy becomes something special if he goes to the right situation. Again, here's a guy, Jay, much like I said about C.J. Stroud. He will not be forced into the lineup. So you shave off 2 years of that five-year deal. They'll evaluate him after his third and fourth year, make a decision. By default, he will get a longer-term contract just by default alone. It's almost like Jordan Love's situation in Green Bay. He doesn't play. Now he's getting the franchise tag. He's got 1 year to prove himself, like sort of like a Jalen Hurts. He goes out there and does some of that. He'll be a $200 million quarterback next season, just like Daniel Jones. Same thing.
Before I answer, I just want to preface all this by saying like, so much of this, Key, has to do with fit for me. There's certain players that sometimes you see in drafts where you're like, regardless, I know where this guy goes, he's going to be a stud. I think a lot of these players, quarterbacks in this draft, it depends upon who their OC is, who their head coach is. Like, I know we're not talking about right now, like a Hendon Hooker. Like, if you were to go to a Seattle with a Pete Carroll, like, I'm going to say yes. Like, for a guy like Anthony Richardson, if he goes to the right spot, I can see it happening. But I also see, for as talented as he is, if he goes to the wrong spot, I can see it not happening as well. So it leaves me a little bit confused because it's about fit.
You took the words out of my mouth, but it leads to this. I like what Anthony Richardson had to say about questions about him. It makes me think that he's got the kind of internal stuff that he is going to figure out how to be a success. The question is this, Key. When you saw Malik Willis, who was known as a long-term project kind of quarterback, you said, no, that ain't it.
What did I say?
But when you look at Anthony Richardson, you don't think that, do you? Long-term project, but different. See, based on Key saying that.
I watched him against Utah, and I watched him in other games. But I could see if he had the right situation and not forced into the lineup as a starter, he's got an opportunity to be successful.
Based on you saying that and based on the things I've heard Anthony Richardson say, I think he will be. I think he has a good shot to be a franchise quarterback.
Like if he goes to Seattle, if he goes five to Seattle, like, okay, yeah, I see that.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.